playing the tracks you know and the tracks you don't. This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
kickstarting 2 hours of rock, pop, and everything in between. That is Motley Crue and Kickstart My Heart, live and loud across the county town, online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and this is The Alternative Show. Have you been watching Pam and Tommy on Disney Plus? I haven't had a chance yet. I still can't get my head around the fact that's Lily James. She looks like 90s Pamela Anderson. How is that possible? Incredible makeup. Wow. Coming up on The Alternative Show today, we have got an album of the week from another 90s icon, Richard Ashcroft, and his new record, Acoustic Hymns Volume 1, is our album of the week. You do not want to miss that. We've got four tracks to come from that LP. We're also putting the spotlight on an incredible group from the southeast. They are Armstrong. They're mixing the sounds of Sam Fender and Viola Beach. Stick around for that. Two tracks to come from them. We've also got a gig guide, music news, and Vinyl Revival. There's music to come from local favourites Taya Minchington, Amelie Jatt, and Ollie Dixon. We've also got music from Longcoats, Passion Flower, and Fall Out Boy, as well as Alanis Morissette. So all of that is to come right now. We put the spotlight on these guys last week. They joined us in the studio to talk about their brand new single out on Friday. They're from Oxfordshire, one of the most exciting indie bands in the UK. Make sure you get your listening gear around this one. Brand new from the Mayors, it's Yesterday, You Said Tomorrow on The Alternative Show.
And on your smart speaker. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with Giles Cosgrove.
Where up do I run or do we fight?
absolutely loving that. It's brand new from Taya Minchington. That is Hide Me From The Sun, right here on Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and this is The Alternative Show. I'm live and loud, introducing you to the most exciting new bands and artists in Taunton, the South West, and beyond. Still to come, we've got an album of the week from Richard Ashcroft. There's a gig guide, music news, and vinyl revival, music on the way from Alanis Morissette and Fall Out Boy, so do not go anywhere. We've also got the brand new single from Liam Gallagher very, very soon. That is not far off, and it is one of the best tracks I've heard so far this year. Liam Gallagher, Dave Grohl on one track. You'd be mad to miss it. Right now, we're going to put the spotlight on an incredible group from the Southeast. We love these guys. They are fantastic. The spotlight on feature of the show is where we take a less well-known or underground band, we put the spotlight on them, we tell you all about them, and we play a few of their tracks in the hope you're going to go on to listen to them. And Armstrong are an independent three-piece from the Southeast of the UK. Their sound is real anthemic indie rock. They're bringing sax back, inspired by the likes of Sam Fender. There's a hint there as well of the tragic band Viola Beach, who were taken far too soon, one of my favourite groups. So combining Viola Beach and Sam Fender, it's a surefire way of getting yourself on The Alternative Show. These guys have got a number of singles out so far. You've got bassist Will and lead singer Tom. They've been playing together since they were 8 years old, can you believe? They met drummer Ollie in secondary school and began to develop their sound from there, emerging as Armstrong in 2018. They've had a load of success, been played on BBC Introducing, had festival slots, they've done a UK tour, they've played dates in Sheffield, Lancaster, Guildford, which, when you're from the Southeast, is pretty rock and roll. More recently, another Ollie joined the lineup, this time as lead guitarist, taking the lineup to a four-piece, and throughout the lockdowns of the past couple of years, they've been rehearsing and practicing on their drummer's driveway. That's clearly paid off. The music, it just tops it off. It lives up to the hype. It really is that good. You got to check it out. I've got a track for you right now from Armstrong. I really love this one. This is Bear, right here on The Alternative Show.
Cut me open and take what you need. We've been
online, on the app, and on your smart speaker. This is Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM with Giles Cosgrove.
Driving down the highway just to get away from you. We used to be so golden, but now we're black and blue. And I know. From your head, and all your lies and special, I've put them all to bed. And I know that you know the rest. My friends will say it's your loss. Karma's a receiver. I'll drop the match and burn it, 'cause I'm done with all your issues. You messed up.
Loved playing it last week, had to play it again, it's that good. It's I'm Out from Amelie Jatt, right here on The Alternative Show with me, Giles Cosgrove, online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on 107.8 Tone FM. Great stuff, going to be playing more of her in the future, I am certain. Amelie, if you got more music, I want to hear it, get in touch. Still to come on the show, the new one from Liam Gallagher is on the way. We'll also have music from Alanis Morissette and Fall Out Boy. There's a gig guide, music news, and Vinyl Revival. More to come from our Spotlight On band this week, Armstrong. You're going to love that. Home Street Bleeding, another track of theirs on the way. Right now, we're going to play the first track from our Album of the Week. And our Album of the Week this week came out towards the tail end of last year. Waited a little bit to have it on the show, but when it's as good as this, it really is worth waiting for. Acoustic Hymns Volume 1 from Verve frontman Richard Ashcroft. He's gone back with an orchestra and an acoustic guitar and re-recorded some of his biggest hits with the Verve and as a solo artist. He's collaborated with Liam Gallagher on the album. It is huge. It is just a really nice record to listen to. It's got a little bit of an edge, but it's still easy listening, and I absolutely love the sound on this record. It's great to hear these tracks done differently. If you're going to go back and re-record something, do it with a bit of flair, do it with a bit of something else, and this really does do something else. It looks at the tracks and says, I know you love all that feedback and that 90s Verve vibe that they had going on, which may or may not have been to do with drugs, but there we go. It takes that all back, and it does prove that underneath all of that, there are still some really, really great songs. And of course, I had to kick off with this one. Finally, he's got all the credit he deserves. All the royalties from this track finally go to Richard Ashcroft and the Verve rather than the Rolling Stones. There's a whole load to get into on that. If you want to hear about it, let me know. But for now, taken from our album of the week, Acoustic Hymns Volume 1 from Richard Ashcroft, it's the classic Bittersweet Symphony like you've never heard it before.
And I'm a million different people from one. violence, melody and silence.
I got you.
Sex and violence, melody and silence.
Got you.
Sex and violence, melody and sirens.
Got you.
Sex and violence, melody and silence. Come on, yeah. I wanna take you down the only road I've ever been down. I wanna take you down the only road I've ever been down. Yeah. 'Cause it's a bittersweet symphony. Yeah. 'Cause it's a bittersweet symphony. Yeah. 'Cause it's a bittersweet symphony.
Tracks you know and the tracks you don't. This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Chelsea, I believe that when you dance and slowly suck on your soul.
love a bit of the Fratellis. That is Chelsea Dagger, live and loud on The Alternative Show with me, Giles Cosgrove. 2 hours of rock, pop, and everything in between. Introducing you to the most exciting new bands and artists in Taunton, the South West, and beyond. Right here on Tone FM, online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on 107.8. FM. Still to come on the show, we've got an album of the week from Richard Ashcroft. Acoustic Hymns Volume 1 is our album of the week. Tracks from Richard Ashcroft like you've never heard before. If you've just joined us, you did just miss Bittersweet Symphony. Sorry. Also on the way, we are putting the spotlight on Armstrong, a fantastic indie band from the southeast. Their track Home Street Bleeding is still to come. We've also got music from Alanis Morissette and Fall Out Boy on the way. Right now we're going to do the music news, and naturally I'm kicking off with something that's got nothing to do with music at all, but has really got my back up. In fairness, it doesn't take a lot to get my back up, but at the weekend, Kirsty Allsop said that young people could afford to get on the property ladder if they moved somewhere cheaper and gave up luxuries such as gym membership and Netflix. Yes, because that's the solution to the property crisis. I'm sorry, but she's targeting me in this because I am young people. I'm 22. I'm looking at moving out, that sort of thing. And comments like that help no one. They help no one. She was saying that she was able to do it at the age of 21 with a little bit of help from her family and walking to work and having homemade sandwiches for lunch. This is the 90s when a starter home cost 30 grand. You can't buy a phone for 30 grand these days. I exaggerate somewhat, but it just is ridiculous. Let's not forget, of course, Kirsty Allsop's dad is a baron. She's aristocracy. How can you say that? I mean, me and my mates, I'm sorry, but Netflix and going to the gym, they're some of the only things that keep us sane. Not to mention all this coming from a woman who has made a career winding me up every Christmas because my mum would insist we sit down and watch her turning twigs into Christmas decorations. And you know the worst thing? My mum was better at it than Kirsty Allsop. It's ridiculous. It helps no one, what she's saying. It's just ignorance. So, you know, what's the most ridiculous thing you've heard someone say lately? What's the most out of touch thing you've heard? Something so ignorant you can't believe someone said it. I want to hear about it. You can message us on Facebook, you can at us on Twitter, or you can get in touch on WhatsApp. The number 01823 286688. The number on WhatsApp 01823 286688. Have a moan. Who's been the most ignorant person you've had to deal with lately? Anyway, beyond the fact that apparently if I were to save 30 quid a month, I could afford a house, because that's going to happen, let's do the actual music news. And Noel Gallagher has announced a Dreamland Margate show. Tickets went on sale this week. You can watch Operation Ivy's Jesse McHale's and Tim Armstrong's live reunion. The pair made a surprise appearance together at the weekend. Operation Ivy, one of the founding members of the East Bay punk scene. Huge influence on Green Day. Great band in their own right. Go and check them out. Meanwhile, you can watch Coldplay and Selena Gomez's very surreal music video for their track Let Somebody Go. The collaboration was previously debuted live on The Late Late Show. And The Who have announced a huge The Who Hits Back 2022 North American tour. The band will play 2 runs of dates across the year. But the biggest music news on the planet right now is that Arkid has returned with what has got to be the best single I have heard this year. Admittedly, it's only February, but this is the best vocal performance Liam Gallagher has had in ages. It's a collaboration with none other than Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl. An incredible record. You've got to check this out. I cannot wait for the rest of the album. If this is what the single sounds like, how good is the rest of the record going to be? I can't wait. Liam has said, though, he won't be appearing at Glastonbury this year, which is a bit gutting. The last time I saw Liam live, my days, it was the most crazy gig I have ever been to. I got a tap on the shoulder. There had already been a fist fight, so I thought, oh gosh, I'm going to get a fist to the face. I turned around, some guy was pulling me out the way. It turned out this dude on a mobility scooter had rode all the way through Cardiff Motorpoint Arena trying to get to the front. On a mobility scooter, you've never seen anything like it. Craziest gig I've ever been to. Can't wait for more new music from Liam, because this is something else. Featuring Dave Grohl, it's brand new from Liam Gallagher. This is Everything's Electric on The Alternative Show.
The tracks you don't. This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
I'm thinking that it's just too late to text or call you up. Running through my poor old brain all day, smoking cigarettes outside in the park, 'cause you said to come out. It's not that far. Truth be told, I should have kept an eye on the time, but you're running through my.
Running through my mind from Long Coats, online, on your smart speaker, on the app, and on 107.8 Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and this is The Alternative Show, bringing you the most exciting new bands and artists in Taunton, the Southwest, and beyond, with 2 hours of rock, pop, and everything in between. Still to come, we've got a gig guide and Vinyl Revival, Fall Out Boy on the way, and of course, another chance to hear our spotlight on band Armstrong, a fantastic indie band from the Southeast. We've got their track Home Street Bleeding on the way very, very soon. Right now, it is time to play another track from our album of the week. And our album of the week this week is Richard Ashcroft's Acoustic Hymns Volume 1. He's gone back and re-recorded a whole load of classics with an orchestra and an acoustic guitar. It sounds totally different and yet incredibly familiar, which is exactly what a record like this should sound like. It puts a new spin on old favourites without destroying what made them great. It's right on that edge of being the best sort of album when it comes to rehashing old material, because it doesn't actually feel like a rehash. It feels more like, oh, do you remember this? what if I did this? It's very creative. It's very new. Came out last year. Was supported by a tour. Richard Ashcroft playing live with an orchestra. This track, Lucky Man, also appeared on the album Urban Hymns, as did Bittersweet Symphony. It's a really great track in its own right, as it originally was. But if you remember back in the day when it came out in 1997, thinking about that track, you know full well, put an orchestra on that, it's going to sound really special. And it does. Here it is from Richard Ashcroft and his album Acoustic Hymns Volume 1, our album of the week on The Alternative Show. It's Lucky Man.
Happiness, more or less, it's just a change of me, something in my liberty. Oh, my. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my fever growing. I know just where I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. But I'm a lucky man with fire in my hands. Happiness, something in my own place. Studio naked, smiling, I feel no disgrace. With who I am. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look up and watch my fever growing alone. Just who I am. And how many corners do I have to turn? How many times do I have to learn? All the love I have is in my mind. I hope you understand. I hope you understand. Ah, yeah. You know. I got love that never dies, oh Lord. Happiness, more or less. Just a change in something in my liberty. Happiness coming and going. I watch you look at me, watch my fever growing and on. I'm flying. Come on now.
The tracks you know and the tracks you don't. This is The Alternative Show with Giles Cosgrove on Taunton's 107.8 Tone FM.
Sherlock's and On the Run right here on Tone FM. I'm Giles Cosgrove. This is the Sunday Alternative. Don't go anywhere. In the second hour, we'll have more from Richard Ashcroft, more from the Spotlight On band Armstrong. We'll have Fall Out Boy, Alanis Morissette, a gig guide, and Vinyl Revival. Right now, you may have heard the promo for the Alternative show doing the rounds here on Tone FM, and you might be wondering, where's that guitar riff from? Well, I'll tell you, it's from the very first New Order album. This is Dreams Never End. I'm Giles Cosgrove, and I'll be right back after the news.